time for the WXXI Business Report with Randy Gorman. Randy, today we're hearing about economic development, jobs, and a local company sending a library into outer space.
Yes, Beth, we'll get to that in a second. But first, on the jobs front, Imagine Monroe, the county's economic development agency for Monroe County, approving incentives recently for several local projects. They include one we talked to you about recently. That is in Honeoye Falls, that former GM fuel cell facility on Carrot Street. Previously, we'd learned that Hantec, a Victor company, would be expanding there. Now McQuillan, a manufacturer of high-tech precision components and assemblies, and Trison Business Solutions, a related company, will be tenants there as well. That'll create just over 17 jobs. Also, another part of that project includes the incentives, I should say, approved last week, include one for the developer Home Leasing and Episcopal Senior Life Communities. They've got a mixed-use project in Penfield that will create about 14 jobs. And Monroe Muffler Brake, now known just as Monroe, will expand their operation on Hollander Parkway. They'll create about 26 jobs over the next few years. Now on to outer space. A local company has a big part in a project designed to preserve humanity's most important knowledge across time and space, as they put it. The company's called Stamper Technology. It was founded by Bruce Ha some years ago. It supplied what is essentially a very sophisticated time capsule on a SpaceX spacecraft. It was launched last week. It's carrying a digital archive containing 30 million pages of information, including a full version of Wikipedia, that's a lot, and a digital library of human languages. The so-called Lunar Library is stored on thin sheets of nickel, each page etched with a laser. It's expected to land on the moon sometime in April. The idea is to create a backup archive of humanity. Bruce Ha realizes the importance of being involved in this kind of effort.
Well, the legacy is amazing. I mean, this is the stuff that archivists can only dream of. I mean, not only is it a very stable platform, but it's in a location that's just unreachable, so no one can destroy it.
The aircraft that took off from Florida last Thursday night, it is operated by an Israeli nonprofit company. They will attempt that landing on April 11th. A couple of area electronics companies are merging. Pace Electronics, based in SOTUS, has been around for 50 years. They're acquiring Peter Parts Electronics. Pace says the acquisition will significantly expand its capabilities. And Peter Parts Electronics, by the way, has been around for around 32 years. Constellation Brands holding their investor conference in Florida last week and indicating they're looking to sell some of their lower-end wine brands as they concentrate on the more profitable high-end segment. Reuters reporting in October that Constellation was looking to sell some of the U.S.-based wine brands in a deal that could be worth more than $3 billion. The company expects to see a bit of a hit to earnings in their next quarter because of their investment in that Canadian cannabis company, Canopy Growth, but that is what they feel will be a long-term prospect for them. In fact, Constellation says it expects the cannabis market to be worth $200 billion over the next decade or so. And Bausch & Lomb reporting earnings in the last week. They came in a bit better than analysts had been looking for, although they did take some hits on the net income line, that because of some changes in accounting and also because of a comparison with the advantage that they had the year before. And that's the WXXI Business Report. I'm Randy Gorman.